And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Business Talk Radio Network. And a little bit later, it becomes the show is heard on Lifestyle Talk Radio Network. And you can check out businesstalkradio.net, lifestyletalkradio.com, and I'm frankieboyer.com. Joining us now is Mark Diehl, and he writes novels about power, dynamics, and the way people and organizations influence each other. And his theory is it's fascinating. It really is. He's been homeless in Japan, practiced law with a major, major multinational firm in Chicago, studied in Singapore, fled Southern Korea as a fugitive, stranded in Hong Kong. Wow, you have been all over this world.
I have, and now the Frankie Boyer Show.
Nice to have you with us, Mark. So the new book, tell us the new book, and it's a fascinating subject, I have to say.
Oh, thank you. It's looking at the New World Order the way Orwell looked at communism. And before Orwell came along, we could say, well, you know, we think communism's kind of a bad idea. But we didn't have sort of that touchstone, that basis to say, okay, well, this is where we would head if we went down that path. And 17 is my book about where we're headed right now.
And where do you think that is? You say that corporations, we've become part of the anthill. We're just running around like followers, and no one is creative anymore. No one is stepping up to the plate and leading us in a new frontier, a new direction.
Well, it's not even just that. It's a process that's been going on in humanity for thousands of years. It started with armies. You know, if you had a top-down hierarchy where people just do what they're told and they don't think about what you ordered them to do, they just do it, you can wipe out somebody whose army is going to sit and debate what they're going to do. It's just, you know, that's why every army in the world became a top-down hierarchy. And that's why small business is disappearing now. Because we have these giant institutions, and it's not just corporations, it's government too. Government is much, much bigger than it's ever been before.
Well,
so
we have
these giant institutions with these giant hierarchies, and they are operating more like military machines, and it's squeezing out those independent businesses the same way that big armies could squeeze out little tribal units and little villages that were trying to prevent their sweep across a continent.
You know, I live I live in downtown Boston, and it's considered the Italian neighborhood. It's Little Italy, Boston's Little Italy, and the north end of Boston. And what's so amazing to me is that we have an opportunity to save local business here by supporting them and using the services that they're selling. And yes, we're paying a little bit more, but what a fabulous convenience, and how wonderful to have unique stores support this neighborhood.
Right. And I mean, that's, you know, the idea of the American dream used to be, you know, you start your business and you grow your business. Now, if you're one of those kind of people, most people are looking at franchises. What can I do that a big corporation will pull me under the umbrella and I can have my own little piece of it? Because that's the safe bet. That's, you get that.
Well, that's where the money is.
Right. Exactly.
You know, it's a catch 22. I mean, you need the revenue and the money.
So, right, and you need that, you know, the legal know-how, the business, you know, the formatting, the incorporation documents. All of these things come from some other source now. And so, you know, even when you say, well, I want a small business, I want my own business, it doesn't mean the same thing as it did 50 years ago.
No, it really it doesn't. You're absolutely right. It doesn't. So
and when I was working in the big law firm, I started out in a little law firm in Chicago doing sort of nickel and dime stuff. And, you know, we were just a small one location law firm. And I got brought up to the big leagues because I won a bunch of cases. And all of a sudden I was working until 10, 11 at night. You know, they're paying my taxi home because that was the price you needed to pay to be on that winning team. And the old firm could not have ever beaten us. Because we had so many resources at our disposal, we had so much to work with, that I could have clobbered myself at my old firm in my old life. And that's when I really saw, this is a universal thing. It is every industry is growing beyond the capacity of an individual or a small business to compete.
How do we fix it, though?
Well, I think the number one thing is that we all get on the same page, and that means we have to read my book, 17. And you can find me at armyofthedoomed.com, because I believe that individuals standing against these monstrosities are doomed unless we really find a way to preserve small business and individuality and uniqueness in our population.
So give us the premise of 17, book one.
Well, in 17, it's a future story, and corporations run everything, including the government. And there are 17 billion people in the world, although most of them are not conscious because they're just plugged into brain banks in their company. Well, and, you know, people say, oh, well, that's so far-fetched, but yet we all have cell phones. We're all answering the phone and doing our business closer to around the clock already. And I have these people in my story who are on the outside, because if you lose that corporate job, right now you still have sort of an economy. You can go out and you can do things. In the future, when you lose that corporate job, that's it. There's nothing. It's just ghetto for hundreds of miles. And so everybody who's ejected from their corporate employer just fights to survive in anarchy. And so that's the premise, and I have a little band of misfits that struggle against this system. And I won't say too much about what happens, but it's my version of what the future will be if nothing changes.
Mark, you chose to leave the city, the hustle and bustle of a city, and you now live in a very small town in Maine.
Yes, coastal Maine. I'm standing here next to my wood stove. We heat the house with wood now. It's quite a change from Chicago.
Yeah, I bet it is. And being in Cape Elizabeth, does that have its benefits that you can be kind of out there and do what you have to do?
Oh, sure. I mean, I grew up in a small town. I lived in Asia for a long time, and that's when I really saw the group mentality. You know, I have a picture of a traffic jam in Japan where it was just brake lights to the horizon. We're all used to that in the cities. But every car was a white four-door sedan, because in Japan, they say the tall blade of grass gets cut. And the whole idea was, you have to conform. You have to be like everybody else. You have to fit in. And Japan, to me, is the most corporate society in the world. So when I came to Cape Elizabeth, I moved. It was more like moving through time rather than distance. I moved to, you know, 1970s, 1980s America, say. And I think that'll eventually catch up here, too.
Right. Well, the book is fascinating. 17, and I suspect there will be second book, because this one is book one.
Right. It's a series that follows humanity as we evolve socially, culturally, however you want to say evolve, into a corporate species where obedience is our most important survival skill.
And the best website, Mark?
The best website to find me is at armyofthedoomed.com.
Armyofthedoomed.com. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.